All right. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever it is you hear me from around the globe. This is Challenges Today, and I welcome you specially to this week's edition with your host, Dr. Rebel, the Emotional Doctor. And today I have something beautiful up my sleeves, and I am itching to tell you about it. First, I would like to appreciate all our listeners from around the globe. Today's episode is going to be a short one, but a very inspiring one. I'd like to ask you a question. What inspires your actions? What inspires your actions? I'll be answering that question as we talk about value, V-A-L-U-E, our value systems. So stay tuned. Value, V-A-L-U-E, a five-letter word that could mean different things, but in what regards are we talking about it today? All right. When I give you this example, you'll understand. A man I love and I respect, Charles Colkey, said something. He said, "We gain our self-view from those most important to us. We gain our self-view from those most important to us." Now, we value ourselves in direct proportionality to the value those around us attaches to us. It is the way man is programmed. All right, I'm taking a stroll around campus, and then I'm thinking while I walk, actually, who's most important to you? In our time and our world today, who's most important to us? We, sadly enough, we're in the social media age. I say sadly enough, yes, because it has brought much sorrow, as much as it has improved the standard of our relationship and communication system. But then, what are the backsides of the social media? At Skiet, our value systems were crafted by our parents. So we always looked up to our parents to tell us, "Oh, you did well. Oh, you performed very well. Oh, yeah, you, I like that." And then we were happy. We were happy. You see, we went down to school, and then you tell your friends, "Oh, my mama says she likes my art. My daddy says he likes this. And it made us happy. We were happy. We were happy to be alive. It was fun because our parents gave us all the validation we needed. But now you see, when kids start growing, especially when they get to the teenage age, the value system shifts from the parents down to the peers. It's what we call peer pressure. Now, we turn to our friends. Do they like my shoe? Do they like my clothes? Do they like the way I wore it? Oh, my performance in school, does it impress them? So even if you're in a clique where your friends weren't really doing well academically and you were supposed to be smart, you found out that most times just to stay in clique, you deliberately play dumb. You play stupid. Why do you play stupid? You play stupid because you wanted to remain in that group, in that circle. So you looked up to them as the most important people to you. So whatever they told you made you happy. They told you they like your shoes, suddenly that shoe becomes your best shoe. They told you they like your hairdo, suddenly you want to always do that kind of hairdo. Now, our value systems are governed by those around us. Now, when you grow out of that stage, you become an adult. Yay, hooray. You always looked up to being an adult. They told you stories. You get to go where you go, where you want. You get to do what you want. Now you grow up and it's actually not the same thing. It was a frustration for me too. So I understand your plight. No need to hide it from me. All right, that's by the way. Now you grow up to be an adult. Your peers at work, they become very important to you. All right? Those who do what you do, you're a hairstylist, you look at your fellow hairstylists, or you work in an establishment, you look at your fellow workers, what do they think? What are their views of you? Oh, sorry about that. A friend. Anyways, as I was saying, as we take our journey, I'm very close to class now. Anyways, so you become an adult and things don't really go the way you plan them. And then the people around you influence your decisions. Then you fall in love. Oh, what is he like? Oh, what is she like? Oh, what are the people my age? What are they doing? It's crazy. It's very crazy. Then you begin to compare yourselves to this, to that. And then social media, you turn on social media and you see people living fake lives. Everybody's smiling on social media. Then who is depressed? Now you see somebody uploads a picture today. They are so smiley, all smiles, and everybody's, oh, nice, you look good. And tomorrow you're dead. Oh, jumped off a cliff. Why? You had the perfect life. So you think. So social media now is where we draw value systems from. So we judge our lives by what the people online say. Is that not why you need a new phone? You see, the iPhone, different series coming out. No, this is not to discredit them, or the Samsung and all. And then you see people on social media, everybody suddenly has a mirror and they want to take a picture. And haven't you noticed how we close our faces and then just display the phones? Actually, there's nothing special in the phone. It doesn't call heaven, all right? But then we find that we're happy with it, not because the phone is something special, but because of the admiration it attracts to us. We just want to be admired, all right? We just want to appear successful. So we're happy about it. We want to get the latest gadgets. We want to wear the Calvin Klein. We want to put on the Adidas boots and the Air Jordan, and we want to look all skilled. We want to have the red bottom. Now, why? Just to show off. Because if the people around us doesn't tell us how wonderful we are or how successful they feel we are, suddenly we don't believe we are that successful. We don't believe we are that happy. I've met many people who are so talented and they don't know. I'm like, baby, you are beautiful, and they can't see it. Come on, man, you're so smart, you're so intelligent. Guess what? They can't see it. I feel it's funny. Why can't you see this? Why? Because a whole lot of people haven't validated that. Now, this same set of people who can see it, guess what? They get into a group, and then the people in the group start telling them the same thing, and suddenly they start believing it. So to them, it wasn't true before. Suddenly, it is true. Guess why people take nude pictures? Guess why? Approval, 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 approval. Yeah. But I'm talking to a generation today that will make a decision and say, I would not draw my value from man, I would draw my value from God. Why? Because those people that are appreciating you, a whole lot of them want your life. Even those that criticize you, a whole lot of them criticize you because they wish they had your life. So on both hands, you are not safe. And most times, their validations or invalidations could be wrong. It's true. They don't actually really know you. They only know the part of you you show to them. But take your validation from God. What could be so special about you that he came to die for you? So what's so special about you? What in you got him intrigued? What in you made him so fascinating that he came to die? He didn't slaughter no goats or no cows or no rams. He came to die himself. He allowed you to kill him. So the very man he loved and came for in John 1, he was killed by those same people and still loved them. So that is why Joshua said in Joshua chapter 24:15, it says, you must choose the God you serve. Choose this day the God you serve. Would you serve money? Would you draw your value from people? or fame or education or beauty or God. You see, God doesn't care if you passed an exam or if you failed the SAT. He didn't care about that before he died for you. He didn't care if you were beautiful or ugly or successful or how much you could make before he died for you to prove his love. Who then should really be your focus, if not God? Get ready for heartbreak, because if man is your focus, nothing lasts forever. Every other thing you choose aside from God is transient and will definitely break your heart one day or the other. It is programmed that way. See, it is why we have shame. And like Judas, many choose to die rather than face shame. Why? The people's thoughts about them define their life's worth. Okay, what would they think about me? If they know this, would they still like me? So you see the movie stars, they get implicated in something, and then rather than face it, they commit suicide because they've been able to amass a whole lot of audience that love them, and then they're thinking, what would those audience think about them? So you see, we have this value thing all wrong. We don't value ourselves until people value us, until people tell us how good we are, how nice we are, how wonderful they think we are, how beautiful our properties are, and so we attract our value from them. And then we lose those properties and we want to die to get them back. We want to get more because of validation. I think we need to change our value systems, all right? It is so sad. It is so sad because I see a whole lot of people drawing value from other people. And when those people disappoint them, they are distraught. They are heartbroken. If you want to live a happy life, draw your value system from God. Don't rate yourself by how other people rate you. Don't value yourself based on the value what the people give you. Value yourself based on the value God attached to you. God died for you. He is the one to draw your sense of value from. And remember, a diamond does not lose value when it lacks admiration. Never forget that. Diamonds, they don't lose value. Even if they are not admired, it doesn't matter. They know they're diamonds. You're a diamond. God loves you. In fact, you're more. God loves you. God loves you. God loves you. All right. Welcome back. I hope you were inspired by that. I believe henceforth, as you go about your day, you would believe you are special all by yourself. And you wouldn't need anyone to validate you, and you would not draw your sense of value from either people around you, or least of all social media, or even the circumstances around you. But then you would draw your sense of value from God. Have a nice day. Till I come your way again next week, watch out for the next episode. It promises to be a blast. Stay safe.